three of their leaders came out. One of them was the water boy. He left us water. And we told them, we're here because the wrath of God is coming to the world and to false hypocritical religion like the Baptist faith. They teach a false gospel. They don't tell you you got to repent and come out of your sin. On their website it says Christians can live in their sin and find salvation. Hebrews 10:26 says no such thing. So we just love our neighbors enough to come out and tell the truth about the Baptist faith. We have nothing to say to false teachers. We have nothing to say to them other than repent and seek the kingdom of God. The fire and the wrath of God is coming against all the children of disobedience. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap, American neighbors. You're reaping to the flesh and heresy and false religion. You're reaping to sin and worldliness. You're reaping to every false way that tickles ears. Super Bowl parties here. Silly kids programs here. Feminization here. Pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday here. None of this is of a holy God. Turn and repent. Seek the kingdom of God in righteousness. It is the only way to eternal life through Christ. Don't trample the blood of Jesus today, neighbors, Baptist neighbors, whoever you are. Flee the wrath that's coming. John the Baptist said, who told you to flee the wrath of God that's coming? This is what we say to the worldly Baptists. This is what we say to the false teachers of American churchianity. Far from the truth of God. They brought us water. We want not their water. They're such hirelings. They may poison us. Who knows? I don't trust them as far as I can throw my van. So we lovingly lift up the biblical Savior and call the world and false hypocrisy of churchianity to account, because wrath is coming. 2 Thess 1 in flaming fire. He's coming to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel.